a most happy and blessed solemnity of the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, Corpus Christi. Think back to those dark days when we closed our churches and there were no public masses. As for me, as your bishop, it was a terrible suffering. And I know it was for our priests as well as for you. But in those few months, did we not come to a better and a deeper appreciation of the Most Holy Eucharist? What the fathers of the Second Vatican Council so correctly and beautifully taught us, it is the source and the summit of our lives as Catholics. We cannot live our faith without the Holy Eucharist. And so we come to this beautiful solemnity only a few weeks removed from that great solemnity of the Holy Spirit, Pentecost. The Holy Spirit of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit who creates the unity among us. And we give our visible and our resounding amen to that unity when you and I receive worthily the Lord Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity in Holy Communion. That's why we're here. But we're also here to strengthen not just our faith, our hope, and our charity, which we certainly do when we receive our Lord in Holy Communion, but we are here because we believe. The gospel we just listened to is part of what the Church calls the great Eucharistic discourse of Jesus, as St. John the Evangelist writes it out in great detail for us in his gospel. What was the problem with those disciples who began to murmur among themselves when Jesus very clearly, he's not speaking in parables, tells them, I am the bread come down from heaven. Unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you do not have life within you. My body is real food, my blood, true drink. They couldn't believe that. It's not they didn't get what the language he was speaking. They all spoke the same language. They couldn't take that next step and believe in what Jesus was saying because they didn't believe in who he was. Then if we keep reading this chapter, after so many of those who were following him just walked away, St. John says they went back to their own life. Jesus turns to the apostles. And he just asks, "Will you lead me too?" And it's St. Peter who speaks for all of them. Was Peter and the other apostles' faith perfected and confirmed yet by the Holy Spirit? No, but they believed. Peter says to him, "Lord, to whom should we go? You have the words of everlasting life. You are life." That's the faith of the church. That is our faith. That's why we're here. The Lord Jesus is our life. Throughout the course of his life as a Capuchin friar, St. Pio of Pietrelcina, Padre Pio, said quite often, and it's so true, and it captures what we celebrate on this beautiful solemnity, he said, "It would be easier for the world to survive without the sun than to do so without the Holy Mass, without the Eucharist." That's why we celebrate every Mass. As we receive our Lord today in Holy Communion again, let us do so worthily, but let us be very conscious of the fact that as we come forward, as we receive him with love and devotion, be assured his consuming love and mercy for each of us is happening. The procession we will participate in at the end of this Holy Mass is a visible sign of what we are to do at the end of every Mass. Take our blessed Lord, whom we have received. Let the world see him. Let the world hear him through what we do and what we say. How true that is. It would be easier for the world to survive without the sun than to do so without the Holy Mass.